This U.S. Army Reserve armory in Houston was supposed to be full of Texas National Guard soldiers engaged in training this weekend, but the shutdown shut all that down as well, says Major Brian Hildebrand.
Because we've postponed it, they're not getting that training that we need to get done.
Houston is also home to the Johnson Space Center, where a small staff maintains essential operations for the International Space Station. All but around 100 of the more than 3,000 employees are furloughed. But overall, the government shutdown has had little impact on the average person, and many people pay it little attention.
The people here with the most intense interest in what's going on in Washington are conservatives who are members of the so-called Tea Party.
Like many others who regularly attend Tea Party events, retired engineer Dennis Altum wants Republican senators and representatives to hold firm.
I am hoping that our conservatives hold out and actually hold the Democrats' feet to the fire.
Altum agrees with the effort to stop Obamacare, which he says would bankrupt the nation. And he dismisses dire warnings about the consequences of failing to raise the debt limit.
I don't want them to raise the debt ceiling any further. We have put this country in enough, way too much debt as it is.
Julie Turner, president of the Texas Patriots PAC, or Political Action Committee, believes standing firm will strengthen the movement.
If we, the people, advocate for our principles, we will soon see candidates from all political parties embracing our principles to get elected.
Such grassroots activism in Texas has helped Republicans gain all major state offices and dominate the state legislature. But there are still millions of voters here, like Mary Foxworth, who are outraged by the conservative agenda and the tactics that led to the federal shutdown.
Well, I think it's just absolutely unconscionable what they're doing. It's immoral. It's unethical.
As a longtime advocate of a single-payer healthcare system, Foxworth has her own criticisms of Obamacare, but she's not ready to abandon it.
I don't think that we should repeal Obamacare because you can't go and take away those few good things it does to the people that it would help.
Foxworth says the mostly white, middle-class Tea Party conservatives don't care about the millions of Texans who rely on federal government-supported programs for the poor, disabled, and elderly. But the conservative Texans say they are gaining widespread support, and they've shown a readiness to punish lawmakers who stray from their agenda. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
All of the decisions for people. But America became so great because it was completely the opposite. It was the ground up.